Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy, I wanted to thank you.
Oh, for what? What did I do?
Well, thanks for all your tips on getting the most out of going to a Mariners game.
Oh, you're welcome.
It was a lot of fun.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I don't know who won, but it was great. And I'm looking forward to my next annual visit to a Mariners game.
Did you get through a good book?
No book. Didn't do that. No. More people watching.
Yeah.
So that sets me up, though, for today's discussion, which is getting the most out of going to church. I've been in church for...
You're kind of an expert on this.
Well, I've been in there for a lot of years.
Yeah.
Like, more years than you.
Yeah.
So my whole life, really. The first week of my life, I was in church. And I've kind of had perfect attendance ever since.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been some vacations in there, but...
Sure.
You know, yeah. I went to church back when I was a rebellious teenager smoking pot, like, still went.
Well, that's nice that you were rebelling in some areas, but you were there.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I thought we could talk about how to get the most out of it. And, you know, it's funny because I was asking you earlier about how to get the most out of going to a Mariners game. And the reason for that is because I rarely go.
Right.
So I don't know all the tricks of the trade. I haven't learned enough. It's almost like fresh and brand new to me every single time.
Right.
And then you go all the time. So that's why you're
It's a relative term, but right.
You know,
right.
You know, sure. What to do. And I wonder if that same thing is true with church, like just being there on a consistent basis gets you to that place of discovering, you know, how to appreciate it and how to get the most out of your experience there.
Yep.
So I guess I'll start right there. Number one, the first tip that I would give on getting the most out of church is to keep showing up.
Yeah.
Like, I do think being present is the biggest part of it. Like being there, showing up time and time again. When someone is, you know, kind of like a once a month or once every month and a half attender, it's really hard to catch all that's going on.
Yeah.
It's like you've missed 3/4 of it or more. And I think being there, being present, continuing to show up as often as you can is really going to help. Number two, be active, like more than just passively showing up and being there, but participating, you know, stuff like singing and clapping and taking notes and saying amen. Just those actions engage you and it engages your mind. You're thinking about it. You're participating in something, which is really the point.
Right.
When, you know, when you're passive, you look at the clock. And waiting to get out of there.
Yep.
But when you're active, it's funny because it can be beyond time and you don't know because you're involved.
You're engaged.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Number three, come full as often as you can. By that, I mean, like, church is not the only meal that you have, but that you come full. That out of that place, you're able actually to serve and to give to others, and that experience is rich and rewarding.
You think that's a mistake people make? I mean, I know I don't want to be harsh on people that are going for maybe the first time, but maybe our regular attenders that come needing their Bible read to them.
Yeah.
Is that a common mistake, you think?
I think so. I think what it is it's an immaturity thing. We all start there. Like, we all start needy. We all start hungry and wanting someone else to feed us. But as we grow and mature, we become the feeders. We become... you know, the ones who are preparing a meal. And I just think it's a sign of maturity to get beyond that place where church is the only place I hear the Bible or, you know, it's the only time I'm thinking about these things.
Yeah.
Number four is to serve. Really, the ideal thing in my mind is to attend one service and serve in another. It's like you get to attend one just as someone there to receive and to get something, but also, you know, you're there another service to give away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few crazy, cool people at our church that attend all three and serve in all three.
Right.
And I love that too.
Yeah.
Like, talk about being engaged, participating.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. My last one is to be the church outside of the church building. I think if we're just the church in the church building, it doesn't really work. And but when we take that outside, when we're praying outside the church building, when we're loving people outside the church building, serving, when we're giving, when we're actually being the church outside of the church, I think that's when it really works in our own lives. You got anything to add?
I really liked it. The first one you mentioned was Keep Showing Up. And I thought about with our younger middle school students that come to youth for the first time, I always, almost always, I tell them, make sure to come for four straight weeks. And then tell me.
That's great.
You know, don't tell me after a week or even 2 weeks. But I tell them, give me four straight, and I guarantee you. And I don't think it's happened. But after four, you're usually engaged. You're part of it. You know, you have a better view of it after after 4 weeks than you do after just one time attending.
I like that. That reminds me of those tithe challenges. Like, do it for 3 months.
Sure.
And you evaluate and see.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I think giving something actually an effort and to say I'm going to try this is a great idea. Well, I hope you get the most out of your church experience, and maybe you can take some of these tips and keys and apply them in your own life. Have a great day.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.